Jack, are you ready for the next item on summer flounder? Or Joe?
Thank you. While Joe's handing that out, I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge Dr. McConaughey for his strident efforts in the protection of the blue crab. I think anyone that's read the newspaper in the last several years have noticed the resurgence of the blue crab, and by having Dr. McConaughey on the staff during the time of these improvements certainly was a benefit to the Marine Resources Commission, and it goes certainly not unnoticed and definitely and certainly appreciated, Dr. McConaughey. I greatly appreciate your expertise and help. Thank you. Mr. Grist?
Good afternoon. So public hearing, proposed amendments, Chapter 4, VAC 20-620-10 pertaining to summer flounder to modify the fall commercial directed offshore management measures. We introduced this to you last month. Similar graph we had up before, we talked about how our fishery works for flounder offshore specifically. State of Virginia is allocated an overall quota. We allocate from that $300,000 to our inshore fishery. The rest is allocated to our offshore fishery, which we divide up through the year through two different fisheries, a bycatch and a directed fishery. The item today is the directed fishery for this upcoming fall. Our winter directed fishery, which began on March 7th this year, operated under a 10,000-pound vessel limit over a 15-day time period. And that season lasted from March 7th all the way to May 5th. So we had multiple 15-day periods we were able to go through. We went back to a bycatch fishery after that. Bycatch fishery is fairly simple, though when you look in the regulation how it's broken out, you either have to have a certain percentage of flounder on board versus the rest of your catch, which would be black sea bass or scup, squid scallops, or Atlantic mackerel. And those species came about through industry discussions that we had, what was the good match for that bycatch. Or if you have croaker on board during the bycatch fishery, you can have no more than 1,500 pounds of flounder on board in relation to your croaker. That had to do with an issue for the newer members that came up about 2 years ago, where we had some vessels who were taking advantage of the high price of flounder during the summer, loading up on quite a bit of croaker just to bring in a 10% amount of flounder, which could have been 7 to 10,000 pounds worth, and make all the profit off of the flounder and get rid of the rest. So that was a big waste to one fishery, big bonus off the other. So we kind of curtailed that action to make it less wasteful. But today we're talking about the fall fishery, the fall-directed fishery. We have an industry proposal from LD Amery's, Chincoteague Fisheries, Old Point Packing in combination. They've asked that our fall fishery, which would, by regulation right now, open on November 28th, the last Monday of November, move up and open on the second Monday, which would be November 14th. Go from the original 12-day time period that was set for the fall last year and go to a 15-day time period. And go from the 7,500-pound vessel limit to a 10,000-pound vessel limit. That's an industry request. Staff also recommends the same. We think it has merit. Within the regulation and in the eval, on your second page of your eval, we listed quite a few subsections and subdivisions. For such a simple change, there's quite a bit of things that have to be changed in the regulation on 620. So the fall-directed fishery opening on the second Monday, there were about seven subsections that had to be changed, which we noted for you in the eval. The second item in here, increasing the vessel landing limit to 10,000 pounds, also industry request, just one section on page 5 to change. The third item, though, I want to make note of here that was not in the original industry request and it was not advertised is the increasing the vessel possession limit, not landing limit, possession limit to 20,000 pounds, which is less restrictive, allowing a North Carolina quota to also be on board when offloading in Virginia. A lot of these vessels go offshore and try to load up both states' quotas at the same time to be more efficient, then come in to either our port or their port first, offload, and then go to the other one. So this is a lessening of a restriction, not making it more restrictive. So it is within your purview to lessen it. And it is kind of a cooperative measure in recognition of the industry and how they do operate. We want them to be efficient. We want them to get out there, do this, and get off the water. And last is the increasing of the time period up to 15 days. We have two sections on page 4 and 5 of the regulation to be amended. This is staff recommendation for adoption. This is also, we only have one public comment that we have received, which I passed out to the commission. We've received no others to date. It is a public hearing.
Joe, council has one question for you, and I may have missed it while it was being discussed. I think it dealt with a provision that you said may not have been advertised but was less restrictive.
Restrictive. It is the possession limit on board the vessel.
Oh, it's less restrictive.
Yes.
Less restrictive. It was 15, it is 15,000 pounds, and it being proposed to go to 20,000 pounds, twice the landing limit.
Okay.
That would allow for both a North Carolina trip and a Virginia trip to be on board when they land a Virginia trip.
I appreciate that. It's just when you said not advertise, my antennas flew up.
Well,
but I appreciate
trying to cut it off, figuring that question would come up one way or the other. So.
There you go.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Further questions by members of the commission? Thank you, Joe. This is a public hearing. Anyone in the audience wish to be heard pro or con on this matter? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Fox.
Move the staff recommendation.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Plumlee. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.